Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, November 5, year of our Lord 2025. My Bicardo's jeweler watch tells me it's 9:13, almost 9:14. And this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. I'm a little confused about that, but I know it's still my country. And it's the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga hospitality, like Matthew Casciano, West Scranton, Colonel Wirewood Goose Gowell, Scranton, and Jack Walsh, North Abington Township. We lost them this year, but celebrate them today. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, letting you know that this program will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. Well, we're in need of a sanctuary of sanity today, myself included. That was a suggestion from Paul from 40 Fort. What a blowout. What a disaster yesterday was. My God. From Mayor of Scranton, County Commissioner, not so much in Lackawanna County. I don't have all the vote totals because we don't have a real newspaper around here. I don't have all the vote totals. I wanted to know what happened with the races in Luzerne County in particular. We'll find out during the course of the program. But, New Jersey, down. New York City, the communist Islamist. Virginia, blowout. The guy who fantasized about killing a political opponent's kids, won for attorney general. So have people gone insane? No. The left, which is insane, was highly, highly motivated in this race, beyond anything I thought was possible. So, we play the battle is over, but the war goes on. Levon Helm, provided by our man Mark Mayer. You just look at it and say, you got to be kidding me. I am seriously considering moving out of Scranton. And I mean seriously, because the people there apparently don't know the difference between good government and bad government, good mayors and bad ones. And what was being revealed as I was having numbers provided to me last night was that the dummycrats were out in full force. They were just voting Democrat, period. Not independent. Even if that person was a registered Democrat, they were voting dummycrat. They don't care about anything but that. It's astonishing. That's Lackawanna County now. And then, remember, Lackawanna County is the place where the John Fetterman won 59% of the vote. They're insane. That's my home county. Should I move out of the county? It'd be too inconvenient, probably. But, wow, you talk about ignorant voters who clinging to this political party that doesn't even exist. It's frightening. It's truly frightening. And, guys, I don't know. The point is this. The battle is over. And that's as of last November. We got rid of Biden and all the sickening sycophants and all of the disgraceful policies for the moment. But we have to be ever vigilant. The other one that was devastating to this state is the retention of the three Supreme Court justices. Ron from Mountaintop telling me, Bob, basically a grand slam in Luzerne County for the Democrats. It's unbelievable. It's truly unreal. And somebody was saying, well, the Trump, that, blah, blah. And I said, wait a minute. First of all, these were individual races. You take Virginia, New Jersey, et cetera. Had nothing to do with Trump. And again, for a normal human being, that would be sufficient. It'd be obvious. But for a Democrat, for a left-wing lunatic, it doesn't matter. Lies are what works for them, and that's what they base their actions on. And that's where we're at, guys. And not enough Republicans. When you see the vote totals, and you'll see how many people actually turned out, you will say to yourself, they just voted Democrat. And the Republicans and normal voters did not turn out. They didn't do their job. They didn't do their civic duty. We're going to see. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we will return.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
November 5th, 1960. Murph tells us that Johnny Horton, you hear him singing that song, he died when his Cadillac was hit by a drunk truck driver after a concert at the Skyline in Austin, Texas. He had the number one hit just the year before, 1959, with the Battle of New Orleans. That's a good song. I like that a lot. And then FDR, third term, unprecedented. Nobody had done it before. And no one's done it since because they realized how sick Franklin Roosevelt was, how ill he was, how weak he was. But he was a leader. He was a great leader. And the thing about the 1940 election that people forget, and it's because there's a certain lore, we had dipped deeply back into a depression, economic depression, in 1937 because everything Franklin Roosevelt had done, the entire New Deal, had failed. As government always does, by the way. He did not bring the economy back, so it was not a foregone conclusion that he would win a third and then a fourth term. because the economy was in a disaster. Now, we were starting the buildup in 1940 for World War II, and that's what revived the economy. But he didn't do anything for the economy. The New Deal did nothing. And that's how the lore goes. That the people who think get that more government is compassionate somehow, and it's actually the opposite. Somebody says, "I hope every common sense person who's listening remembers this election. Democrats are motivated by hate and envy, and will be out in force for the next election, when they will have to defeat the other Hitler that they will be for them." That's J.D. Vance. Well, it could be J.D. It could be. It doesn't matter. I'll say this though, Tom. I think that there's a special level of vitriol and hatred for Donald Trump that no one else could create. Slick says, "Well, Bob LTS, if there's a silver lining to the New York mayor, I know the value of my house will increase because there'll be a mass exodus from New York City." Well, Slick, you might be right. Somebody else, "Hey, Bob, I'm with you. What's wrong with the Dummycrats? You think they would have learned something from 4 years of Biden? Now I realize how stupid these people are." Well, it's a willful ignorance. It's stupid actions, but it's a willful ignorance. They don't. They just don't pay attention to any facts that are contrary to their position, to their beliefs. Like, we listen, we take in new information, and we make decisions based on the new information. They don't do that. Another, "Bob, do the Democrats of Scranton and Lackawanna consider it a badge of honor to consistently vote Democrat?" Yes, they do. "People in the other counties look at Lackawanna County as a weird cult of brainwashed voters," says this listener. "How many generations of voter in Lackawanna County will continue this pattern?" I mean, we're so far past what the old Democrat Party was, I don't even know what to say. Well, somebody else, again, a lefty, probably misinterpreting what I said. "Nothing to do with Trump. Dude, it has everything to do with Trump. The worst president ever. And spit always flows downhill. He needs to pick up more guys riding their bikes to work." I don't even know what that is. So you're saying that the governor's race... So let me restate the point for those who are hard of hearing. And you and many of you who knew facts will not be absorbed. Let me restate what I said. The Democrats running for office, from Mamdani to New Jersey to Virginia to the state Supreme Court justices who were retained, they all ran against Donald Trump, and their elections and their positions had nothing to do with Donald Trump. So they based their entire campaigns on a lie that somehow they were anti-Trump or were going to do something, or that everything bad that had happened to people was as a result of Donald Trump, and it was all a lie. Now, I hope you can understand that. I hope you can understand how irrational it would be to vote for governor or attorney general in Virginia based on hatred of Donald Trump. If you don't understand that, there's something wrong with you, as there are with the majority of voters in Jersey, New York City, and Virginia. There really is something wrong with you. Oh. What did any of those jobs have to do with Donald Trump? But Mayor of Scranton running against Donald Trump. And she did. And she won. The same fool says, you complain about the vitriol, then you and your listeners call them dummycrats. Well, you are. I mean, wait a minute. There's a difference between vitriol and truth. You're a dumb voter if you voted for the Democrats again in all these places. New Jersey, suffering under left-wing policies, voted in another left-winger because she said she was against Donald Trump, which Trump had nothing to do with New Jersey's woes. Same thing in New York City, same thing in Virginia, nothing. So there's no logic. Zero. But it's what it is. Yeah, somebody sat by the apathy of Republicans, not voters, by not voting. They didn't vote. They didn't come out. And by the way, they don't generally. They live their lives, and they'll come around for the presidential race generally. Somebody said, Bob, I know a lot of Republicans who voted Democrat yesterday. Well, depending on who the Democrat was, shame on them. I voted Democrat. I voted for a number of Democrats. No big deal. The question is, were they qualified Democrats? Were they people who actually achieve in their office? Are they people that don't lie to you about fake accomplishments and boogeymen like Trump? Saying that, oh, my God, Donald Trump. Oh, my God, they'll never get an abortion again. Yeah, all of that. So I voted for Democrats who didn't lie to me, who didn't base their campaigns on lies. And I have no problem with that. The issue is, if you're voting Democrat because of some boogeyman that they've invented, if you're falling for their lies, there's something wrong with you. There really is. And you better address it. Scary, scary, scary. In any event, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Veterans Tribute, after we hear from our great sponsors. Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. And as we head towards the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. The three bar restaurants that are just fantastic. Queen City Tavern, downtown Elephant, love that place. Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Reimagined Neighborhood Bar. And then the Old Brook Inn. I was there Sunday. Just fabulous. 307 Springbrook Township. And then fine dining. The Stegmeyer Mansion. Old, classic. It's like going to Newport and having dinner in one of the mansions you tour. And then a Terra 519. I was there last night with Cutie. Beyond enjoyable. And always fabulous. Matthew Casciano III. We lost him October 23rd at just the age of 50. He was a resident of West Scranton. Born in Scranton. West Scranton High School, class of 1993. He was always a talented fixer, jack of all trades. After graduation, he worked as a painter and a laborer in the construction field. Matt was a proud veteran of the United States Marines. He was an outdoorsman. He loved golfing, hiking. Notre Dame, the Steelers, most of all his daughters and family. In addition to his mother and stepfather, Matt is survived by three daughters, all in this area, a stepson, grandchildren, a sister, and his grandmother, as well as other family members. A veteran lost, Matthew Casciano. Brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, increasing clouds and showers by evening, but it's going to get up to about 60, 47 outside the studio right now. Tonight, cloudy with showers, 42. Thursday, partly cloudy, windy and chilly, 48 degrees. Friday, cloudy with showers likely late in the day, high 57. So I was talking, do I have something, Bulldog? Play it. The Who. Murph tells us that on this date, 1965, they released their hit single, My Generation. Now, a friend of mine just sent me something that it's in my topics today, and I might as well get to it now. We're going to see this phoniness, this house of lies that the leadership of the Democrat Party has constructed. I believe we're going to see it because as the polls were closing last night, Senate Democrats were meeting to try to reopen the government with about 12 in serious talks to strike a deal. All of this shutdown, and we knew this, was nothing but a game for these people. Nothing but a game. It's quite astonishing. We played that montage of the shutdown, and I'm telling you, like, it's so phony, it's hard to actually believe it. I'm astonished by it. Another thing I'm reminded of, we have Josh Shapiro, our awful governor. He gave $5 million of your money to expand a Muslim school in Philadelphia. Now, he refuses to support school choice. He refuses to even let kids in failing public schools go to other public schools. But he's given $5 million to a Muslim school. Could you imagine if he gave $5 million to a Catholic school? This is the level of insanity that the Democrat Party has descended to. Somebody texting, Bob, I'll be honest, I like Rob Bresnahan, but if Trump gets involved in his campaign or he totes Trump, I don't know what that means. I won't vote for him this time. I don't even know what you're talking about. Seriously. You sound dumb. Please text in again. Because I don't understand what you're saying. If Donald Trump, and please tell me what Trump has done wrong. That's what I want to know. I really want to know. All of his policies are good. All of them are working. Internationally, domestically. I'm not getting it. I don't get your point. So you're going to vote for a left-wing lunatic like Paige Cognetti over Rob Bresnahan if Trump gets involved. That's derangement syndrome. Do you understand that? Seriously. Do you understand that there's something wrong with you? Please understand that. And I say that with compassion. I have a lot of friends who have it. And you gotta snap out of it. You're going to vote against your own interest. You're going to vote for a lunatic, is what you're telling me, because of Donald Trump. It's exactly what I was saying about Virginia, New Jersey, and New York City. Are you kidding me? That's insane. That's insane. Dear Lord. Bloomberg Money Minute. We'll be back. The Monkees. Murph tells us this date, 1966, they had the number one hit with their first single. How about that? Last Train to Clarksville. Bob Cadaro back to you on WILK. Yeah, this, I mean, how do you base your entire life, your entire career on a lie? That's what people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer do. That's what Barack Obama, that's what they all do. It's crazy. They lie to themselves that they're actually accomplishing things. They lie to themselves that they are morally superior. I mean, that's all they do. And then when they tell you, Lila, well, this is not a Democrat shutdown. A friend of mine sent me this, Rush Limbaugh. It comes to the core of our differences. He said, liberals measure compassion by how many people are given welfare. Conservatives measure compassion by how many people no longer need it. There it is. There it is. Somebody texts in, Bob, sadly, the march to socialism is on. Right now, there are not enough of them to be able to push radically their agenda. Oh, by the way, but it's communists and Islamists. There's a merger now. I have a little clip I'm playing later in the day. It's worse than that. But the listener continues, there's not enough of them to be able to push their radical agenda. But as more of them run in states, they will slowly get the majority. And like I've been saying, when I quote, when I use as an analogy Hemingway, how does it happen? A little by little, and then all of a sudden. Hey, somebody texted in. This is cute. The Last Train to Clarksville was about meeting his girl before going to Vietnam. How neat is that? In Britain, I guess, right? I'd assume Britain if it's the Monkees, but maybe they were talking about here. Okay. Give me a little more info on that. All right, well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 10:01. That means I got to go to the news. And that means we've got a lot of stuff coming in our next hour and for the next 2 hours, actually. And that's important because we got Chris Coyne checking in, and he's going to talk about this big fight card down at Mohican Sun this Saturday. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to talk to Mark Duda, the Lackawanna College football coach, who's retiring at the end of this year, who has done an amazing job. Great stuff. Looking forward to both. We'll talk, because we can't just talk politics the rest of the day. I'll tear my hair out. We'll be back after the news.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.